The Internet, the final frontier.
Hello. Welcome to the last episode of Boldly Going Nowhere for Season 1.
No, that was
Jason Mewes.
This is the season premiere of Season 2.
This is the season premiere of Season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
We've been drinking.
You got the hippo.
It's a hippo?
It's a hippo. Show the people the hippo.
I'm going to call him Philbert.
Phil.
Oh, God. I'm nauseous.
I'm nauseous.
Get down. God damn. Get down.
Fucking cat. I swear.
That little turd.
Oh, you'll see at the end of the episode why I freaked out.
Nice choice of words, by the way.
She fucking just came up and tapped me for no reason.
Hey,
he's fucking
a little shit. That cat's like, what's up?
Hey, what's you're a person.
Let's just not talk about the cat.
Yeah, that's not.
It's like we're like old ladies talking
about.
And then Mittens did it.
And
then Mittens did a thing today, and all of
you
adorable.
Anyways,
so
yeah,
we're doing this now because this is the last time. We're gonna be in this apartment.
Yeah.
Well, not we. We don't live here.
Me.
There was a period of time where we're over here every single weekend.
What the fuck are you talking about? That's still it for me.
for him, yeah.
Well,
he's the main resident here.
Yo, man. Hey,
he's gonna miss this place as much as I will.
Life.
Bros.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, this is last time. We're going to be recording from here, so I figured we could just do a video podcast and just throw it on YouTube.
That's such a wonderful idea.
Yeah. You're welcome. That way you don't have to pull up the equipment or anything. I just throw my iPhone up there and just be like,
Castwave Studios will have a new home.
We'll have a new home soon.
I don't know where it's going to be.
Still got to find that.
Right now.
Still got to find it.
Maybe. Right now it's going to be temporarily at Jordan Hazelwood's place.
Should. You know, Synapse.
Right. Thy Synapse. D-A-T-S-Y-N-A-P-Z-E.
And he's got
when
some...
you see the Z, you know it's
him.
doesn't rhyme when you're trying to...
When you're pitching it for somebody else.
It doesn't make sense.
He's got all the video games. He's got all the video games.
And all
that's
the comics.
Right.
All the comics.
So I'm going to be crashing
that's not on
there
Xbox.
Like, just for a little while, just to, you know, I can save some cash.
He's got all the PS3 shit.
It's gonna be awesome.
Insane, dude.
I'm gonna play Journey again.
So much content.
You need to check out some Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. That's fucking awesome.
Obviously, I'll be there to check that out. And every other game available for PS3.
But,
hey, dude, with this hippo.
That hippo's going with her fortune.
I don't know where that thing's been. I didn't know you wanted to be holding it so closely. It's not. Okay. Now that's... Why would you do that?
It's been with the cats laid up on it.
I know. How do you know that cat has wiped its anus on it?
Wait, you allergic to cats?
Actually, Liz is.
Well, oh yeah, she is.
She is.
Which is funny because...
Your girlfriend.
Yeah, which is funny
because... She's allergic to that hippo?
No, she's allergic to the cat.
Yeah. There was a point where I was really definitely allergic and I brought over some antihistamine. And, like, for some reason, I forgot to do it, and I'm fine.
I'm mildly allergic, but I'm fine now.
Yeah.
I'm mildly allergic to hippos.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this apartment real fast, man. Because, like, really, what has this place been for, like, the last year, really? What has this place been? This is where we did One Drunk Geek, you know? This is, like,
Sever
right there.
Jungle. This has been Castwave Studios for the most part. This has been the location for Castwave Studios.
Yeah.
For like the last year.
For anything
that we've done, audio or visual, dude, that's not been on location, this has been the place that we recorded it. God damn it. But yeah, this is
just
like...
Just get this fucking cat out of here.
Did you hit the cat with that?
No, almost. I freaked her out. Anyway,
there you
like, yeah, it's been the home for a lot of shows.
Yeah.
And,
it's been the home for... pretty much all the shows.
All the shows, including the failed pilots. But, you know, it's been...
Yay, failed pilots.
Like I said, a lot of memories. A lot of just...
Sitting on this couch, playing Donkey Kong.
Sitting on these...
Dude, falling asleep to aquatic ambiance.
Before MAGFest, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
How awesome was that?
Left the Wii on, left the TV on. Why did they do it? Then I was just like... I hear that. And I'm just like, oh, that makes sense.
Running up your electric bill by keeping it on.
Yeah.
But it's so soothing.
It fit the theme, and it was like...
Yeah, something for you out there. If you're ever having a hard time sleep, put on Aquatic Ambiance from Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Country.
You're out like that.
One of the most underrated video game soundtracks.
Yeah, love that song.
Like, and the thing is, too, like, not to make an aside real fast, but with Donkey Kong Country, it's not just, you know, like, Aquatic Ambiance or, like, you know, like, DK Jungle Rumble or whatever. But like, if
that
you
whole
listen,
score kicked ass.
But if you listen to, like, you know, when you're in, for instance, you're in like an industrial area or whatever, and you listen to the background, it's like it's subtle in places. It's a really subtle soundtrack sometimes, and it really fits the theme. It really fits the mood of the level that you're playing, which is fucking amazing.
Yes.
So
especially those like creepy industrial oil.
Just that, like, just yeah, the
levels.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That just weird. It's just Yeah, dude, you were doing an interview in the same apartment, and I think you were still playing Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
at the
it
time.
Was. Remember, we were talking.
Affirmed that I was not playing Donkey Kong at the time,
but I totally was.
Yeah, it was. We were. I remember the exact scenario. It was we were talking to Brian G. Brown, artist from Philadelphia.
Dude.
Yeah, it's a good dude. What was it? He did
Thank you, Monsters
of MMA.
And
he was doing
first
that.
Fight.
And first, and he had just released the second issue of First Fight, and that's why we were talking to him. He's had a kid. I don't know if you guys know that.
Oh.
Hey,
congrats, man.
He had a kid.
Congrats.
But yeah, in the middle of it, Justin was like, we were in this interview, Justin's just like, can't play Donkey Kong.
Okay, in my defense, I was on the final boss. I was fighting King K. Rool.
Okay, first of all,
on the pirate ship.
I don't
not
think
related
this,
to John.
Am I putting you down because you were doing that?
He's a King K. Rool. It was just funny because it's like, you know, you're in the middle of a conversation. And you're just like, so you've been working on this thing for on the back of your chair. Shit! It's like
it was crunch time. It was a crucial moment. Pressure down.
He's just like, what
bit.
Is that?
I got to explain myself for playing video games during the interview podcast.
Yeah, so tell me about your mother.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't directed at you, Brian. But
stuff going on here. Yeah, we had to cover for you, and he's like, "No, we're totally not happening."
He's
no.
in the background.
I think you could probably, if you listen really closely, if you got really nice sound system, you could probably hear the the buttons just
furiously mashing.
Just,
you
could probably just
like
hear
yeah.
Which, if you're not doing this, which if you're not listening, if you're not watching this, it sounds like something completely different. By the way, just like, what is that?
That's far more akin to what it actually sounds like.
You gotta get up there.
And go
like that.
Sure. Let's just all do it at the same.
I can't do it.
How can you not do it?
No, that's not right.
You're making a noise. You're not supposed to do it that way.
No, you just let your...
Exactly. He's trying to make the noise with his mouth.
Okay, what I mean by that is...
Popular YouTube video of...
I can do it. It just doesn't... It doesn't make that much noise.
I don't know what I just did. Okay, wait. So what else?
Let's get dangerous.
All right, hold on. All right, so wait, what else have we done here? So there was...
You broke my grill.
Wait, so there was a time where Justin was playing Donkey Kong Country through an interview. Let's all right, so what's something you remember?
What, from this place?
No, oh, from while we were recording.
Waking up for work?
Do you have... Wait, I just thought of something. Do you still have the blanket?
The prettiest...
Oh yeah.
Forget it. Just
okay. for a little bit of backstory, real quick.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let them know.
We did it. We did a short video. I think it was a Vine or something, or it might have been a Keek video. I don't remember. But
Keek.
Remember Keek when it was a thing?
Yeah.
But yeah,
he remembers.
We're gonna go ahead and reenact that. By the way, so ladies and gentlemen,
this is my mantle.
Okay, go ahead, sit down.
Ladies
sit
and gentlemen,
so they get your face in it.
For one last performance, Justin has to.
Who's the prettiest princess?
I'm the prettiest princess.
Who's the prettiest princess?
I'm the prettiest princess.
And scene.
I'm keeping this on for the rest of the video. If you can't quite tell, that's...
You gotta do the pink side, though, man.
You got... That's...
Cinderella.
You got, is it all just Cinderella?
No, the fairy godmother's on there some shit. She's on there somewhere, I saw her.
Where is that fat bitch?
Where are the dormice?
Where is that fat bitch?
Guess.
There's more shit on this side.
On the side, you got, are those horses?
Hold on, oh my god. John Travolta has the...
Yeah,
John
there's the pumpkin.
Liberty. Bobby.
Carriage.
Boo.
Yeah, and, I can't believe we're talking about this shit.
These are memories. These are cherished memories.
I'm just saying, it's funny.
Fun and slightly homoerotic.
Slightly homoerotic. Slightly.
Only slightly.
Okay. It's only slightly homoerotic.
Okay. All right, so what was it? All right, so what were you thinking of? Quit trying to do that.
Whatever.
Failing.
I seriously had nothing in my head right now.
Nothing?
I'm still laughing at it.
Is this going to be too distracting?
You can't think while you're staring at the prettiest princess. Okay.
You might want to.
I'll take it away.
Has officially been retired. You're welcome.
Like, not only 10, not even 10 minutes in. Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, it's just too funny.
It's great.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so to fill up some blank, I guess, what else? We've had parties here, man.
Yeah, just be glad you can't smell these horses.
Yeah, they smell pretty bad.
Just the collective dude smell that's just been absorbed.
The fucking Laura coming in, it smells like boy in here! It's like...
I'm like, I find that humorous though. She's like, it smells like boy, and you smell like reefer. What's the difference? How can you differentiate the smells?
I thought one overpowered the other.
I know, that's what I thought.
Yeah, apparently.
You're scientists, figure it out. Go.
Go do science stuff.
Go do science. So she's moving to what? Baltimore, right?
She's moving to Owings Mills to commute to Baltimore, yes.
Oh.
Right on.
Instead of commuting for Frederick to Baltimore, which is a
I know it
hell of a commute.
That's a shit show.
Yeah, that's some local stuff there.
Mm.
Word. Local stuff. Yeah.
I did it. I did it for a year.
I know, you did.
And it sucked. So I don't do it anymore.
So, okay.
So, this podcast has turned to look at the cat.
This is like... This is a really shitty version of those recap episodes on the show where the writers didn't have anything to do. Like, they couldn't think of anything that week. So they're just let's just recap all of our old moments.
Yeah.
Like that time that we tried Brad's Raw Chips.
Oh,
that was here.
And it would do a flashback.
Oh, my God. No, dude.
I got one. I got another memory.
Okay, go ahead.
The time where we did the kind of like, he explained that he works with old people all day. And we did kind of our old person thing, like about the life alert and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole gig was right here.
I just pressed life alert and suddenly I have a friend.
Yeah.
Why don't you call? Who will work the weed?
Yeah, I remember
that. Who will work the
weed? I swear to God, when I first heard that like on YouTube, I thought someone was just like, who will work the weed? I'm like, just you, fucker.
It's not that hard.
No, it's the weed.
My glaucoma's acting up. But,
the weed.
Yeah. Just, that happened, which was fucking funny. And then, like...
Another one happened, and I think it was on your previous segment called
Sexment.
Called Justin's Shootbox.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it was about Buckethead. And please describe Buckethead for me and one of his tales. Damn it. Here and then that will recreate the ambiance.
Right, so Buckethead, world-renowned guitarist, wears a KFC bucket on his head and a Michael Myers costume mask. Really freakishly.